Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
The Veterans Day and the parade, billed as the nation's largest event honoring military service, and the parade recognizes veterans from all branches in all eras, with some 20,000 marchers going along more than two dozen floats as thousands gather to pay tribute. Newsman Mac Rosenberg on the parade route.
The honor at the 105th Veterans Day parade was felt by the vets themselves, some going back to World War II, and the people here to show their love and appreciation.
My father himself was in Normandy Beach, and it's just an amazing thing. These are the people who have sacrificed oh so much for our freedoms, and we must honor them.
One of them is Manny John Cortez, who served on an assault carrier in Beirut. Here's why he shows up.
It allows me to give back to the people that are currently serving.
The parade's grand marshal was Marine veteran Dakota Meyer, a Medal of Honor recipient for his service in the war in Afghanistan. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM along Fifth Avenue.
Roosevelt Avenue advocates renewed their call for a permanent increase in police presence. You'll recall Mayor Adams and Governor Hochul installed a 90-day police microscope, if you will, on a stretch of the avenue known for open criminal activity, including the sex trade. But now people are saying that focused enforcement and police presence should stay in place. It comes after a shooting this weekend at a barbershop. Cops still looking for four men who were involved in that. Nobody was hurt. But local residents and business owners say it's all the more reason there needs to be a police presence set up 24/7 there. 1010 Winds has been watching developments on Roosevelt Avenue. We will keep you informed on what they decide to do. And attorneys for Mayor Eric Adams have asked the judge to move his trial up from April 21st so he can focus on his reelection. Attorney Alex Spiro says his client respectfully requests that the court reconsider its decision to set the trial for not to set the trial, no later into the mayoral campaign season. He wants the trial set for no later than April 1st, in other words, instead of 20 days later. Judge Dale Ho said Friday, "I do think it's important for the public to have an answer to Adams's case before the primary. The election is set for June 24th. Early voting starts June 14th. Adams has pleaded not guilty to criminal complaints alleging bribery and taking foreign campaign contributions in a straw donor scheme. The judge says he expects the trial to last anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks, which could mean Adams' case could stretch into the election time period. This is the week new trash bins go into effect here in New York. They require trash bags to go inside bins with tight-fitting lids. The bins should be under 55 gallons. The new rules apply to any property with between 1 and 9 residential units, giving people a warning period, and after that, the fines will be handed out. After January 2nd, anybody not using a can with a lid will be hit with anywhere from $50 to $200 fines. I think I said $250. And starting in June of 2026, these properties will have to switch over to the official New York City trash bin, which the mayor unveiled in July. They're still working out plans for buildings that have more than 10 residential units. Thousands of people line Fifth Avenue for the annual Veterans Day parade through Manhattan. And just as many people marched in the parade, about 20,000 as more than two dozen floats rolled along. And New York pulled out all the usual stops to honor our military men and women. A huge ceremony, a wreath laying over at the Intrepid. 1010 Winds reporter Marilyn Buckley was there.
Here on the flight deck of the Intrepid, many came out to pay tribute to the services made every day
away by service members that are keeping our nation safe. Many veterans, along with their families, at today's event, as a wreath will be laid in the Hudson River in memory of the United States veterans and former crew members of the Intrepid. Many of the attendees today came straight from the Veterans Day Parade just a few blocks away, here to honor veterans from all branches who have served to protect our freedom. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Intrepid.
At this hour, we're getting an update on the deadly Jennings Creek wildfire. Meantime, they're still raging out of control. So far, it's scorched more than 5,000 acres. Started in Passaic County, New Jersey, but then spread to New York, hitting the Greenwood Lake community hard. Here is Mayor Tom Howley.
In my over 50 years of living here, this has been the most significant and probably most potentially dangerous situation I've seen or been involved in. The village of Greenwood Lake is a small village by standards.
The fire only about 10% contained in both New York and on the New Jersey side. One volunteer firefighter has already lost his life trying to tame the flames, and this has all put a real strain on the state's forest rangers like Brian Gallagher.
Yeah, you know, we're getting tired. So don't create any new fires. Don't create any new incidents for us to deal with. That's the best we can ask for the public.
As AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson just told us, last night's rain in the area didn't do a whole lot of help. Didn't help them much to offset the drought conditions or soak the ground. And the windy conditions are also complicating that firefight. Well, investigators on the scene now of a grisly murder in Brooklyn. An elderly man and his daughter found in their Cypress Hills home, both slashed in the neck.
The victims of this brutal murder identified by police as 91-year-old Roosevelt Simmons and his 66-year-old daughter, Jacqueline DeLyons. They were found by DeLyons' sister Sunday afternoon in the ground floor apartment of a two-story home here on Warwick Street. Neighbor Roma Ramnerace and her mother Emily says she's known the family for years and her daughter would play with their cats.
Yeah, she always go and buy cat food over there and feed the cat and stuff. Yeah, she nice girl.
Yeah, very nice people.
Nice.
I don't know how come this happened.
Several family members spoke to investigators outside the home. A grandson of the elderly man told me he did not think this was a random crime. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Cypress Hills, Brooklyn.
Also today, a new effort to restore some dignity to children placed in New York City's foster care system. Now they'll get luggage instead of trash bags for their belongings. It's part of a bill introduced last month by Councilmember Rita Joseph, herself a foster mom. She says she still remembers with sadness the sight of her two boys hauling garbage bags filled with their stuff. Stephanie Jindal with the Administration for Children's Services says she thinks the luggage will help ensure a smoother transition for the kids. Right now, there are more than 6,300 children in New York City's foster care system.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.